Podcast number 6, Automatic Negative Thoughts. This podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide specific clinical interventions, advice, or recommendations. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, please contact 911 or 988. Have you realized that most of your unhappiness in life is due to the fact that you are listening to yourself instead of talking to yourself? That quote from Martin Lloyd-Jones, a British minister and physician who himself struggled with depression, accurately captures the heart of what we are going to discuss in this podcast today. We have a lot of thoughts. Scientists guess somewhere between 6,000 and 60,000 thoughts a day, with something like 80% of those being negative thoughts. In the counseling world, we refer to these as automatic negative thoughts. So what are those? Automatic negative thoughts are thoughts that arise throughout our day automatically, that are negative in nature, and that often occur without our even being aware of them. They often contribute to feelings of depression or anxiety. There are things like, it's all my fault. This is the worst thing that ever could have happened. I am an idiot. I shouldn't have made that mistake. They often distort reality in some way, which is why they're sometimes called thought distortions. Listen to some of these examples of thought distortions and see if any ring true for you. Catastrophizing. This thing that happened is the worst possible thing that ever could happen. All or nothing thinking. Things are all good or all bad. There's no gray or in between. Overgeneralization. This is where we make something a rule after it happens one time. We use words like always or never. Discounting the positive. We ignore or invalidate any positive things happening, like, oh, it was just luck that I got that promotion at work. And there are many more examples of thought distortions that you can find online. Why does it matter that we become aware of our automatic thoughts? Well, thoughts drive our feelings, and feelings influence our behaviors. How we think about a situation directly impacts how we feel, which directly impacts how we respond. So automatically interpreting a situation in a negative way can lead to anxiety, depression, and other negative emotions. So is there anything we can do about these automatic negative thoughts? Are we doomed to think like this forever? Well, I think this is where Martin Lloyd-Jones' advice to talk to ourselves comes in. We really have to work to replace our automatic negative thoughts with more realistic, accurate, and helpful ones. We have to work to tell ourselves what is true. So how can we recognize and work on changing thoughts that are at best incomplete and unhelpful, and at worst distorted and contributing to negative feelings and emotions? The first step is noticing or becoming aware of our negative thoughts. The simple act of paying attention to what you're thinking about, what your thoughts are focused on, can begin to bring clarity. The second step is identification. So writing down our thoughts can really help us see patterns and identify if we are engaging in those thought distortions or having thoughts that just don't tell the whole truth. You can use a journal here, or there are many examples online of thought records that you can use. The next step is to challenge our thoughts. We want to ask ourselves, what evidence do I have that this thought is true? Is it completely true? Does this thought tell the whole story? Is this thought realistic? And is it helpful? And then finally, we want to work to replace our thoughts. What is a more balanced thought, or a more realistic or helpful thought? What else is true? What can we replace that negative thought with? So is this easy to do? Definitely not. Again, our thoughts are automatic, so they're going to take time and effort to change. But just as it takes time and effort to prepare for a marathon or increase the amount of weights we can lift or lose a few pounds, so it's going to take time to work on changing our thoughts, which will hopefully lead to better mental health. One more thing, and this is really important. You might be feeling overwhelmed right now or not sure what to do. Maybe you're not sure who to talk to. You need a friend, someone to walk with you, and someone to listen. Let me encourage you, as always, to reach out to your chaplain. That is why they are here, and they really do want to help.